Yeah, so this is a song that I wrote with Alex Klein and Allison Veltz, and Alex actually produced the song as well, so it was an all-female project, and loved working on this song with them. You know, I had kind of gone through a breakup before this, and I really just didn't want to write any sad songs anymore, and they were up for the challenge to write kind of a hopeful love song about looking for love and not settling. So that's what we wrote that day, and it took us actually a couple of sessions to finish that song.
And I know you've been writing since you were, like, what, 13 years old or something like that, and I don't know how long you were just as kind of a solo writer before you worked into doing co-writing as well. What's the experience like for you as a co-writer in a room with a couple other ladies like that, or anyone?
For me, co-writing is kind of it's a tricky thing because I am kind of so, I don't know, just I like to kind of keep to myself a little bit. So my first experience co-writing was actually when I was 15. I came to Nashville for the first time and started co-writing. And so it's kind of a weird thing. It's very much like almost like a blind date. Like you go in and you don't know anything about these people, and you kind of have to get to know each other really quick and then share a lot about yourself so that they can get to know you and be able to contribute to writing a song that is about your life. And so for me, it's a challenge, but I've definitely gotten more used to just kind of opening up and realizing that the songs turn out way better if I just let people in a little bit more.
Yeah, because I mean, it's, I guess, kind of an intimate experience. I mean, you're in there talking about a key element of your life, you know, or could be on a particular song like this last one. And so it makes, how about compared to when you do things solo, do you enjoy just getting a chance to do that? Or do you mainly focus on the co-writing?
It kind of depends. Like every once in a while, I'll just get a burst of inspiration and I can kind of sit down and, you know, kind of pretty much write out a song in about 30 minutes. And sometimes if I'm really happy with it, I won't take it into a writing session. But sometimes even when I finish a song by myself, I'll take it into a writing session just to, you know, see if I can make it better and try to continue working on it. But it's kind of rare, but it does happen where I'll just sit down and write one by myself.